For centuries, a tribe in South Africa has insisted its members are descendants of ancient Jews. Most scholars dismissed the claim until recently. Now there is new genetic evidence that seems to support it. NPR's Kenneth Walker visited the tribe's homeland in South Africa's Venda province.
It was music like this, sung by the Lemba tribe, that first prompted interest in the mystery of their origins. Almost 30 years ago, a South African anthropologist insisted the music had some relationship to ancient Jewish culture, but her claims were dismissed by the scientific community at the time. Retired African language professor Matshaya Mativa is the elected leader of the Lemba Cultural Association, which says it represents more than 100,000 people throughout southern Africa who claim Jewish ancestry. Mativa has made a documentary film about his people, translating and explaining the songs and dances he says the Lemba have performed for over 2,000 years to keep their heritage alive. But it's family word of mouth, he says, that's really kept the tradition going.
I used to go around with my grandfather when I could walk around, you see. Part and parcel of my grandfather. He used to tell me that and that. Tell me all the whole story, the oral, transmitting the oral tradition into my mind until it got in, settled in.
According to Lemba tradition, they were led from Judea more than 2,000 years ago. Their leader, Buba, told his people that he'd been ordered by God Jehovah to lead them on a path set by a star in the southeastern sky. Under the tradition, the Lembas worked their way down the African coast, Mativa says, to what is now Zimbabwe and South Africa. The Lembas have forgotten much of Jewish ritual and scripture, but all the men are circumcised. Lemba women who marry outside the tribe are considered outcasts. All Lembas observe kosher dietary restrictions. Unlike other Jews, the Lemba continue to practice ritual animal sacrifice. Professor Mativa's accustomed to skepticism about Lemba claims. In an interview in his home, he says it's all the Lemba have heard from Europeans since they first encountered them 300 years ago.
The whites from Europe said, no, you are just claiming, you are not Jews. So, no, not claiming. We are. Our forefathers told us, and our oral history tells us that. And we are keeping that. These things we are doing, we are not doing them because somebody told us to do, because it's part and parcel of our family life and family practices.
Professor Mativa's home is full of Jewish symbols, including the menorah and the Star of David. He points to a tapestry of Jerusalem that he got during a visit to Israel.
That's Jerusalem. This is the wall, which my forefathers also took part in erecting again. And here was the temple. Inside was the temple. The temple was in there. Only part of the wall of the temple, of the first and the second temple, remains. The Wailing Wall, they call it the Wailing Wall, or the Western Wall.
Professor Trevor Jenkins is a geneticist at the South African Institute for Medical Research. When an anthropologist friend suggested more than 20 years ago that he do genetic research on the Lemba, he dismissed the idea.
She nagged me for many years to go and do genetic studies, but eventually succumbed. We found that when looking at the Y chromosome, which is a characteristic of males only, we had established that some, or confirmed, that the oral traditions of the Lemba, namely that they had come from outside of Africa, was probably true.
Scientists in London took the research further and found that the Lemba had genetic markers in common with descendants of the class of Jewish priests known as Kohanim. Over the past few years, rabbis and other Jews from Israel, the United States, and Europe have come to visit the Lemba, offering to help reacquaint them with Jewish ritual and theology. Construction has already begun on the Lemba's first synagogue. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Venda, South Africa.